Good morning. Welcome to the Sunday, January 3rd, 2016 edition of Waking Up, Freeing Ourselves from Work. And I wanted to give a brief update on, for reasons I'll explain, on the house, my house acquisition process. It's been accessing those funds that have been held for me from my electrical work days. It's gonna be more drawn out than I'd hoped. And that means weeks and weeks on end of 24/7 weakening of my immune system with microwave weapons. And some may credit that, others may not, but I, in this space, feel it's really important to confront what we are confronted with, we who want to move on to our freedom. And the relief that I experienced, brief relief, at Lakeside Park is not just brief, but less and less relief. So getting the mortgage paid is, it's going to be a bit of a challenge getting to that point. So keep me in your thoughts, please. And I mention the house because my intention is for it to become a center for planning global system decommissioning. And at the moment, I feel sort of at a loss for how to begin with that. So your ideas are more than appreciated. Critical here. This is not something I have the breadth and depth of experience and knowledge to do, but I do believe it is important to do. While we're on the subject, and I promise this is, I believe this is the last mention of it. But while we are on the subject of EMF targeting, I just want folks to know that on Monday, when I was going up to and back to, and it's a 40-minute trip to this trust fund office both ways, and I was hit constantly during that trip. And while I was driving at 60 miles per hour, there was a lot of cars and metal, big trucks always seemed to be clustered around me. It seems like they're always putting a whole lot of metal around me, which is what I believe, I suspect, is what they're putting in the air. So what can track and hit a vehicle going at 60 miles per hour for 40 minutes? What could do that? We need to think about that. And how many of these things do they have? Because practical politics requires that we face this. I mean, this is for real, folk. This is what's confronting our ability to organize for our freedom, for our global freedom. So take it to heart. Those who can credit what I'm saying, let's put our heads together.